Grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ.
恩典从我们的耶稣基督去临到你身上。
This is my first time speaking to the Cantonese congregation, so I thank you for having me.
今次是我第一次跟广东团契讲的信息，是多谢你欢迎我。
About a week and a half ago, on February 25th, the church around the world entered into a time called Lent.
大概一个半礼拜之前，在2月25号，全世界各地的教会就进入这个节期叫做四旬斋节。
Lent marks the 40 days prior to Easter as the church prepares to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
四旬斋节就是复活节之前40日，教会是预备去庆祝我们主的复活。
During Lent, one common practice is to give up something, usually a specific kind of food or something else.
在这个四旬斋节里面，有一个惯例就是我们去放弃某一件事物，或者去食一些食物。
Giving up food is called fasting.
放弃食物是叫做禁食。
The purpose of giving up these things is to spend that time focusing on God and the person and work of Christ.
主要的原因就是我们要用这些时间去在注目在神上面。
Of the three basic spiritual disciplines that Jesus discusses here in this chapter, fasting is the one that most modern Christians ignore or overlook.
在这三样在属灵上面的训练，主耶稣在第六章讲的话，禁食是我们今日的基督徒是很少做的。
Sure, we give and we pray, and Jesus covers those things in verses 1 through 15 of this chapter.
当然我们是奉献，我们是祷告，耶稣在第1到15节那里讲到这些事情。
But fasting? That's a whole different story. Few of us here fast regularly or frequently.
禁食就是另外一件事了，我们当中很少人会禁食的。
Even Christian leaders often opt out of fasting.
甚至基督徒的领袖都很少做禁食。
For example, of my friends in seminary, I knew of 2 people out of 25 who fasted regularly.
好像我在神学院里面的同学，只有25个人之中，只有2个是禁食的。
Why so few?
为什么这么少呢？
I mean, Jesus talks about fasting here as if it's something that people should just do.
主耶稣在这里讲到禁食，是说我们好像是每个人都应该做的。
He expects it to happen, but if we're honest, we don't.
他是预备我们是这样做，但是如果我们诚实的话，我们很少人会这样做的。
Perhaps it's because of our perceptions of fasting.
或者这是因为我们对禁食的概念。
When we think of fasting or giving up food or liquids for spiritual benefit, we think of it as an extreme action of fundamental Christianity.
当我们想到禁食的时候，我们通常都将禁食是认为一件是一个好极端要做的事情。
Or we think of fasting as associated with mortification, things like self-beating or self-inflicted pain from the movie seen in the Da Vinci Code.
或者我们通常禁食的时候，我们想到一些是苦修行的主义，就好像我们看到 Da Vinci Code里面那个
But fasting is not primarily about self-mortification, and it doesn't include whipping yourself on the back or inflicting pain on yourself.
但是禁食绝对不是说这些苦修行主义，不是说好像用鞭打在自己身上，令到自己身上有痛苦。
So whatever our view or practice of fasting, we all have something we could learn about this spiritual discipline that Jesus talks about here.
当我们想到禁食的时候，我们每个人都可以在这件事上学习到一些事情。
We'll focus on verses 16 through 18 this morning.
我们今天会注目在第16到18节那里。
As we look at these verses, we need to be on common ground.
当我们读这几节的时候，我们虽然有一些共同的点。
So we'll look at the action in fasting described, and then we'll look at the motivation in fasting explained.
Okay. 我们会看看怎样形容禁食，以及怎样去解释禁食。
So we'll look at the motivation. We'll do fasting described, fasting explained, fasting reasoned, and then fasting focused. Those are the four things we're talking about.
我会睇到四件事。第一件事就是禁食的解释，禁食的应用，禁食的解释，禁食的原因，同埋禁食点样去注意禁食。
I got a lot of practical information from Richard Foster's book, The Celebration of Discipline. So if you need more information, you can look there.
我哋喺 Richard Foster 嗰本书叫做《熟灵操练嘅》赞礼里面，我学到一啲好多关于禁食嘅实际嘅事情。如果你需要更加明白禁食，你可以睇呢本书。
This morning, let's look first at fasting described. What is fasting?
我哋今朝早上，我哋首先睇下点样去形容禁食。究竟禁食系啲乜嘢事情？
Strictly defined, fasting is abstaining from food.
好严格来讲，禁食就是说将一些食物去戒绝。
If you find it in the Bible, it generally refers to abstaining from food or liquids for some sort of spiritual purpose.
圣经里面通常言我的禁食就是从戒绝一些食物或者一些流质的饮料，是因为是属灵的缘故。
There are basically three kinds of fasting.
大概上来讲是有三种不同的禁食。
There's the traditional fast, the non-traditional fast, and the absolute fast.
第一件事就是一个通常的禁食，第二个就是一些不寻常的禁食，第三种是一个绝对的禁食。
The traditional fast is what we normally think of when we talk about fasting.
传统的禁食就是我们通常讲的禁食。
It's the type of fast that's in view here in today's passage.
这个禁食就是我们今早早上这段经文所讲的。
Non-traditional fasts are not found in the Bible, but could, I would argue, be practiced today for a similar purpose.
非传统的禁食就不是今天在圣经里面所讲的，但是我们今天 有时会做的。
A non-traditional fast is giving up something other than food, something like the internet, or gaming, or media, or talking on the phone, or something else for spiritual purpose.
非传统的禁食主要来讲就是不是关于真的禁绝食物，而是禁绝一些你平常是很喜欢去做的习惯，譬如是上网这样类似的事情。
One could even try a complete media fast where they give up the constant information that's coming in to spend that time to focus on God.
或者我们可以讲到是 绝对将媒介完全不做，就是这些媒介是平时是我们要来拿很多很多的知识的事情是冲击我们的。
There's one more type of fasting. It's called the absolute fast.
还有另外一种禁食叫做是绝对的禁食。
This is found in scripture and it's perhaps the most intense.
这个是在圣经里面找到的，或者这个是一个最严重的禁食。
Absolute fasting involves abstaining from food and all liquids, including water.
绝对的禁食就是不单止不戒绝食物，而且是戒绝一切的饮料，包括水里面。
This kind of fast is only in scripture to meet the most extreme circumstances, like Esther presenting herself to the king at the risk of her own life.
这种禁食是一些很绝对的情况里面才会做的，好像以斯拉是当他去到个皇帝面前上面所做的。
Richard Foster notes, the absolute fast is the exception and should never be engaged in unless one has a very clear command from God and then for no more than 3 days.
Richard Foster 在那里说这种绝对的禁食是一些例外的事情，是我们是绝对不应该做的，除非你是在神里面得到一个 很清楚的启示，而且这种禁食是绝对不可以超过3日的。
Longer than this would be harmful to your body.
如果长过3日，是对你的身体会造成损害。
So now that we know what fasting is in its various forms, let's look at fasting explained.
如果我们知道什么叫禁食，禁食有几种形式，那我们看看就什么叫做是我们现在就将我们的注意力去摆在怎么去解释这个禁食。
Instead of what is fasting, we'll look at how a person can fast and who should fast.
我们再不讲到什么叫禁食，我们要讲一下怎样去禁食，是什么人可以去禁食。
if one of you or I were wanting to fast, how would we go about doing it?
如果你或者我想去禁食，我哋应该系点样做呢？
If you've never fasted before, there are some things you should know before you begin.
如果你从来未试过禁食嘅话，有几件事情你一定要未做禁食之前你一定要知道嘅。
For starters, don't jump right into the absolute fast.
首先第一件事就系话绝对唔可以第一次就系进入呢啲嘅绝对嘅禁食。
Okay, stick with traditional partial fast. And begin something small like a 24-hour period.
我哋开始做嘅时候系应该去做嗰啲比较传统嘅禁食，系而且系唔会超过24小时嘅。
Foster recommends from lunch to lunch, so you only miss dinner and breakfast in one day.
Foster 佢系recommend 佢提议系由午餐到午餐，即系你净系会skip 咗两次嘅早餐同埋晚餐。
So since it's partial, feel free to drink some fresh juices, as this will keep you from feeling too hungry and will give you more nutrients since you're not eating food.
你应该好自由咁样去饮一啲嘅果汁，因为呢啲系可以保持你自己嘅体力。
While you're fasting, you may feel cold due to the fact that your body is focusing onconserving energy since you're not giving it food for energy.
你禁食嘅时候，你可能会感觉到一啲嘅寒冷，因为你嘅身体会将呢啲注意力系摆去点样去维持你自己嘅能力。
So wearing more clothes like a long sleeve T-shirt could be helpful to remove the discomfort.
所以你应该着一啲长衫，系令到你身体有更多嘅舒服。
Also, your breath will be worse smelling than normal.
或者你嘅口气会比平时大嘅。
Because your body is going to remove toxins.
或者因为你嘅身体就开始会系去解除呢啲咁嘅毒素。
So you and perhaps your spouse or friends will want you to brush your teeth more often during the fast.
所以当你禁食嘅时候，你嘅配偶或者你嘅朋友系会叫你系去多啲嘅朗口。
And most obviously, you will feel hungry when you're not eating.
而且你系会觉得系比较肚饿。
So one way to deal with this is to get something to drink, like drinking some water.
所以一件事情就系话你要经常饮一啲嘅饮料。
Another way is just to ignore it or spend that time praying and use that time to focus. Say, God, I'm hungry, but please help me to be hungry for you.
或者你可以将你嘅注意力摆喺神嘅上面，而去系忽略你嘅肚饿。咁因为你可以做话同神讲话，我禁食系因为咗你嘅缘故。
It's also advisable to avoid heavy or strenuous activity while fasting.
而且你当你禁食嘅时候，你应该唔好做一啲粗重或者系能量需要能量多嘅事情。
Don't try to run a marathon while you're fasting.
你千祈绝对唔好去走马拉松。
Okay, if you feel tired or you get dizzy or lightheaded, take a break from that activity.
如果你觉得系好攰或者你有头晕，你应该就停低下落嚟唞一唞。
To be sure, the point of fasting is not to hurt yourself.
禁食最重要嘅就系唔系对你自己身体造成咩嘅伤害。
And when you're done with the fast, you can break the fast by eating a light meal of fruits or vegetables.
当你完成咗禁食嘅时候，你可以食一啲蔬菜或者水果开始。
I've also heard that soups are okay.
我亦都听到话饮啲汤系可以嘅。
So Foster recommends that after you've experienced this partial fast for 24 hours a few times, then you can try moving it up to 36-hour fast, skipping 3 meals.
Foster 佢就觉得如果你能够做过几次24小时嘅禁食之后呢，你就开始去进入呢个36小时嘅禁食。
Beyond this, a person can attempt a 3-to-7-day fast.
呢个之后呢，你可以试下做三至七日嘅禁食。
Some people in the Bible have even undertaken 40 days of fasting, most notably Moses and Jesus.
圣经里面有讲到啲人物系更加可以做到40天嘅禁食，就好似耶稣同埋摩西咁样。
But don't try fasting for 40 days if you haven't experienced the other kinds of fasting.
但如果你未试过其他嘅禁食嘅时候，你千祈唔好去做四十日嘅禁食。
Also, I would not recommend doing an absolute fast unless God, through His Word, indicates that you should.
而且我亦都奉劝各位，千祈唔好做呢、这个绝对嘅禁食，除非你系好清楚系神嗰度得到呢个启示。
We now know how to fast and what to expect when we fast, but who does this apply to?
我现在知道是我们应该怎样禁食，同埋我们知道禁食的时候，我们是 会要注意啲咩嘅事情。咁我们要讨论下，究竟咩人要禁食？
To be sure, fasting is not for everybody.
禁食唔系系每一个人要做嘅。
Some people do not fast because they should not, because it is harmful to their health to fast.
有些人是不应该禁食，因为禁食是对他身体造成一些伤害的。
Included in this group would be diabetics, heart patients, pregnant women, young children, those on certain types of medication or advised by their doctors not to do so.
就好像一些患糖尿病的患者，一些心脏病的患者，怀孕的，或者一些小孩子。同埋有一啲人，因为佢嘅药物嘅缘故，佢医生叫佢唔好禁食嘅。
For the most part, everyone else is able to fast.
除咗呢啲人之外，其实其他人都可以禁食。
If you're not sure, it's best to ask your doctor what they think about you fasting.
如果你唔清楚嘅话，或者你可以同你嘅医生问一问佢，你系可唔可以禁食嘅。
So now we have talked about fasting, what it is, and fasting.How to do it and who can do it, and this will bring us to our third point.
我哋讲到咩叫禁食，我哋应该点样做禁食，我哋就可以讲下点解要禁食。
We're going to talk about the motivation for fasting. Why would anybody fast?
我哋讲到禁食嘅原因喺边度？点解会要人要禁食
？We're going to look at three different sources of explanation to answer this question.
我哋睇到从三方面睇到点样去解释呢个问题。
We'll look at Old Testament, New Testament reasons, modern or contemporary reasons, and then the reasons found in today's passage.
我睇到新旧约里面讲到嘅原因，我哋睇到今日所现今世界所讲嘅原因，同埋我哋讲到喺今日里面经文所讲嘅原因。
Why did people fast in the Old Testament or the New Testament?
点解喺新旧约里面讲到禁食？
There are a number of reasons that people gave up food for a spiritual purpose.
禁食是有通常有几个原因是因为属灵的缘故。
People fasted because they were sorry, a means of contrition.
禁食通常可以是作为一个悔改的原因。
An example of that is in Judges 20 verse 26, where the tribe of Benjamin had messed things up big time.
例子就好似喺《士师记》二十章二十六节里面讲到便雅悯族，佢当佢哋系做错事嘅时候。
Fasting was also a means of purification。
禁食亦都系一种清洁嘅原因。
As in First Samuel 31:13, where some Hebrew men went to take down the bodies of Saul and his sons so that they could bury them to purify themselves from defilement with unclean bodies。
就好似《撒母耳记上》三十一章十三节。讲到一啲嘅希伯来人，因为佢哋掂到尸体，佢哋需要自己去清洁自己，就所以佢哋禁食。
People fasted to find out what God wanted them to do。
禁食都系人寻求神嘅引导嘅方法。
It was a means of guidance, as in Acts 13:2-3, where the elders fasted and prayed before they sent out missionaries。
就好似喺《使徒行传》第十三章二到三节，当嗰啲长老佢哋禁食，就去祈祷去寻求神。嘅带领系要派出咩嘅宣教士。
Fasting was also a means of mourning。
禁食亦都系一种悲伤嘅表现。
As in Second Samuel 1:12, where the people fasted after the deaths of Saul and his sons。
就好似撒母耳记系一章十二节，当时以色列民佢哋禁食，就因为佢扫罗王死咗之后，佢哋嘅伤心。
Fasting was also a means of intercession, a way to pray.
禁食亦都系一种代求嘅表现。
As in Ezra 8:23, where Ezra tells the king that his party doesn't need guards because God was with them, and then he prayed for God's protection for the journey.
就好像以斯拉记八章二十三节，当以斯拉同个王讲话，佢嘅佢唔需要佢使者唔需要有佢个王嘅嚟保护，因为系神已经系保护咗佢哋。
From the Old and New Testament, there are a number of reasons why we should fast.
喺新旧里面讲到有唔同嘅原因，我哋需要去禁食。
But we don't live in Bible times, so what reasons do you and I have to fast?
但我哋今日唔再活喺呢个圣经新旧约嘅时代，咁点解你同我要禁食咧？
There are a number of reasons why modern people fast.
系有几种原因，今日嘅人都要禁食嘅。
People might want to participate in Lent, and fasting is one way to do that.
或者我哋需要去参与呢个四旬斋节，咁呢个禁食系其中一个方法。
There are also physical benefits to fasting.
或者我哋系有一啲嘅身体上面嘅益处，我哋需要禁食。
Weight loss often accompanies fasting when it's regular.
或者禁食可以用嚟减肥。
But I wouldn't recommend fasting to lose weight. In fact, the extreme form of that's called anorexia, and it's not healthy. So I would recommend other ways to try to lose weight.
所以我唔会系去奉劝各位用禁食嚟减肥。其实即系禁食一种最绝对嘅病态就系叫做厌食症，所以我唔会系叫各位系用禁食作为减肥嘅方法。减肥有另外好多更好嘅方法。
There are other values to fasting which Foster writes about.
Foster 佢亦都介绍咗有禁食有唔同嘅原因。
He says, increased effectiveness in intercessory prayer.
禁食可以更加加深呢个代祷嘅作用。
Guidance in decisions.
或者我哋做决定嘅指引。
Increased concentration.
叫我哋注意能够更加集中。
Deliverance for those in bondage.
或者我哋可以从困苦中释放出嚟。
Physical well-being.
我们身体上面的益处
Revelations and so on
对于神的启示
But there are still further benefits why people today would fast
我们都可以讲到有其他的原因我们今天要禁食的
Fasting encourages greater self-control
禁食可以作为我们对自己的控制力的一种方法
Foster writes, more than any other discipline, fasting reveals those things that control us.
更加相对其他嘅属灵嘅原因，我哋禁食更加能够俾我哋睇到我哋系受咩事情嘅控制。
We feel that it's absolutely necessary to eat.
我哋通常系觉得我哋系绝对需要系进食嘅。
But when we give up eating or other things, we come to find that there are many things.That try to control us.
当我哋去禁食嘅时候，我哋就更加能够系体验到系我哋受咩事情嘅控制。
So let me give you an example of fasting helping with self-control.
或者我可以同大家举个例子，点样系解释证明禁食系能够影响我哋嘅控制力。
My twin brother found that fasting improved self-control when he practiced a non-traditional form of fasting.
我的孖生兄弟他做禁食的时候他就发觉他可以是看到他是受什么的控制。
My brother and his girlfriend, who's now his wife, felt that it would be best to not touch for one day out of the week.
我的孖生兄弟和他的女朋友现在已经 做成他的太太他觉得他可以在做这个决定他们在一个星期里面他们不可以有身体上面的接触
By not touching they could practice more intentional verbal communication of their affection and also focus on prayer more together
当他们没有身体上面的接触的时候他们就发觉他们更加能够可以学习怎样在言语上面是交通还有他们可以怎样在祷告的时候大家是更加有更多的集中力
During those days my twin brother said that while he was trying not to touch his girlfriend he was more aware of other sinful desires or thoughts and was better able to keep those in check as well
当他做禁食的时候 他就更加能够清楚看到他在脑里面有其他的不洁的思想，他更加能够 去控制这些不洁的思想。
So fasting improves self-control.
所以禁食是能够去加强我们的自控力。
But there are even more reasons why people should fast.
但是有更多其他原因讲到为什么我们要禁食。
What does the passage today tell us about why we should fast?
今天的经文讲到为什么我们是要禁食。
Verse 16 even starts when you fast.
在第十六节那里甚至他开始讲的时候是说当你们禁食的时候。
But did you know that fasting is nowhere commanded in the New Testament?
你发觉到圣经里面是没有讲到禁食是一个命令。
If you look through all the letters of the New Testament, there's no mention of fasting at all.
如果看到新约里面的书信是没有讲到是我们要禁食的。
The only time it's talked about in the New Testament are in the Gospels and in the Book of Acts.
禁食唯一提到禁食的就是在福音书和使徒行传那里。
Fasting is not a command, but just because it's not a command doesn't mean it's not an expectation.
禁食不是一个命令，但是虽然它不是讲到一个命令，但是不是说讲到禁食 是耶稣所叫我们做的。
Jesus expects his disciples to fast.
耶稣基督是预备他的门徒是去禁食。
This is obvious from the phrase when you fast.
这个就是从这句今天的经节讲到说你们禁食的时候，不是讲到如果你们禁食的时候。
The same thing is true if I were to tell my friends, when you call, leave your name and number.
就好像我在电话录音那里讲到说你打电话给我的时候，你们应该留下你的电话号码。
I would expect my friends to call.
我是期望我的朋友是留下他的电话号码。
Similarly, Jesus expects all of his disciples who can fast to do it.
所以耶稣基督亦都是期望他的门徒能够禁食的是禁食。
But there's yet another reason from this passage why we should fast.
但是这个经节里面亦都讲到另外一个原因我们需要禁食的。
We should fast to increase our dependence on God and to bring God honor and glory.
我们禁食是因为我们是需要是加强我们对神的依赖，然后能够将荣耀带到神的面前。
Let me repeat that.
让我重复一次。
We should fast to increase our dependence on God and to bring God honor and glory.
我们禁食是因为我们要加强我们对神的依靠，同埋我们将荣耀尊贵是带到神面前。
Okay, so we're on the same page now.
好啦，我们现在是大家是在同一个页上面。
We know what fasting is, and it's various forms.
我们知道什么叫禁食，我们知道禁食有几种。
We know how to do it and who should do it.
我们知道是怎样做，同埋边个要做。
And we've covered the basics and moved into the motivation for fasting, why people fast.
我们是解释到禁食的原动力。
So we're ready to look at the last point.
我们现在讲到禁食最后的一点。
This last point is the most important.
这一点最后一点也是最重要的一点。
So if you've not listened up to this point, please start listening.
如果你一直都是不是很留心听的话，你应该现在开始留心听了。
And if you're still tracking, then that's good because this is the most important point.
如果你一直都是跟着我所讲的东西，那就最好了，因为这一点是最重要的。
Look at verse 16.
我们看看第十六节。
When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show men they are fasting. I tell you the truth, they have received the reward in full.
你们禁食的时候，不可像那假冒为善的人，脸上带着愁容，因为他们把脸弄得难看，故意叫人看出他们是禁食。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得到他们的赏赐。
For whom do the hypocrites fast?
这些假冒为善的人，他们是为了什么人去禁食呢？
It says it right there in verse 16.
在十六节那里讲得很清楚。
They fast in order to be seen by men.
他们禁食的时候是叫 故意叫人看出佢哋系禁食嘅。
They fast for others.
佢哋禁食系为咗其他人。
This is obvious in their actions.
呢个系从佢哋嘅行为上面睇得好清楚嘅。
When they fast, they disfigure their faces, maybe making it dirty or trying to look grotesque or tortured.
佢哋禁食嘅时候，佢哋将佢嘅脸弄得难看，脸上带着愁容。
That word for disfigure is also used in verses 19 and 20 to mean destroy.
弄得难看亦都喺第十九同埋二十节嗰度讲到系话将呢啲嘢系毁灭。
The basic idea is that they're putting on a show in order to be seen.
佢哋嘅最主要嘅原因就系佢哋系好似做一场戏咁样俾第啲人睇嘅。
But why would they want to be seen when they're fasting?
为什么他们禁食的时候是需要被人看到呢?
The hypocrites, who were Pharisees, fasted before men because they were insecure.
这些假冒为善的法利赛人，他们要禁食被人看到，因为他们自己是他觉得是很不安全的。
They were afraid.
他们是害怕。
You see, their whole religion was built on moralism.
你知不知道他们所有的宗教的原因是因为他们是认为一些道德的主义。
Moralism being the idea that I can do enough good things to earn salvation.
他们觉得他们得救是因为他们要能够做到一些事情。
They were afraid that they were not good enough, and so they fasted in front of men.
他们害怕因为他们做得不够好，所以他们要在人面前禁食。
They fasted in front of men and made their faces disfigured because they wanted others to admire them and also they wanted God to admire them.
他们禁食是因为而且他禁食的时候将他们的脸做得很难看，是因为他们 要让其他人去仰慕他们，而且他觉得需要在神面前被神看到他们 是多好的。
It was basically like this.
他们就好像这样。
Look at me, God. I'm better than all of these people because I am fasting. You owe me salvation.
他讲到在神面前讲到说，神啊，你看到是我们比其他的人是更加好，因为我们 在你面前我们可以禁食，所以你应该给这个救恩我。
This idea comes out explicitly in Jesus' parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector in Luke chapter 18.
我们在路加福音十八章那里就很清楚看到这件事情就是讲到那些收税的和那些法利赛人的预言。
In that parable, the Pharisee prays, God, I thank you that I'm not like other men or even like this tax collector.
在这个比喻那些法利赛人讲到说，神啊，我多谢你，因为我不好像其他的人或者好像这些的税吏。
He goes on to tell God about himself.
他一路是同神讲到他自己。
I fast twice a week and I give a tenth of all I get.
我每一个礼拜我是禁食两次，而且我是十一奉献。
Foster explains, a frequent practice of the Pharisee was to fast on Mondays and Thursdays because those were market days, and so there would be bigger audiences in the market to see and admire their piety.
他们禁食通常是在礼拜一和礼拜四，因为这两天就是这些的市期，他们在这两天禁食的时候就会有更多人看到他们的禁食，就会叫这些人去更加羡慕他们法利赛人的虔诚。
They fasted to show men that they were fasting because they were insecure or afraid of their own salvation.
他们禁食是要被人看到，因为他们对于他们的救恩是没有把握的。
Jesus says, don't be like them.
主耶稣跟我们说，不要学这些这人。
But there's another reason why the hypocrites disfigured their faces and fasted to be seen by men.
这些的假冒为善的人，他们将脸弄得难看，还有他们禁食要被人看，还有另外一个原因。
Ultimately, they fasted in front of others because they were fasting for themselves.
最终目的就是他们在别人面前禁食，因为他们也是为了他自己来禁食。
Martin Lloyd-Jones explains, he says, ultimately, our only reason for pleasing men around us is that we may please ourselves.
Martin Lloyd-Jones 他这样说，他最终目的我们要去叫人 羨慕我哋嘅，因為我哋要係取悦，要人取悦，要取悦人，亦都主要原因係因為我哋要取悦我哋自己。
Think about it. When other people around you think that you're great, then it's pretty easy to think that you're great.
你喺度諗下，當其他人認為你係最偉大嘅時候，你就開始覺得你自己係好偉大嘅。
Or when other people think that you're righteous, then, well, you must be righteous, or so the hypocrites thought.
當其他人認為你係一個好好公義嘅人，你就開始認為你自己係一個好公義嘅人。
They thought, if other people think that I'm righteous, then I must be righteous, and God will have to accept me because of my righteousness.
當其他人認為我係好公義嘅時候，佢就會咁樣去解釋，就係話我自己一定係好公義喺神面前，而且神係因為我咁公義，一定會去接受我。
They were afraid that they weren't good enough for God, so they lived their lives devoted to trying to earn God's favor.
佢哋害怕佢哋喺神面前係唔夠好，所以佢哋要活一個生活係令到神一定係會俾佢呢個嘅公義。
By fasting in front of others, Pharisees could convince them that they were better, and in so doing, convince themselves that they were truly better.
喺人面前禁食，咁呢啲法利賽人就能夠去叫第啲人覺得佢哋係好公義，而且佢哋係比別人好。當佢哋咁樣做嘅時候，佢哋就能夠去到解釋佢自己真係比別人好。
Ultimately, they became their own audience.
到最後他們自己是變成他自己的觀眾。
And Jesus says, they get what they're looking for.
And Jesus 說，他們得到他們所希望的。
He says, they have received their reward in full.
他們說他們得到他們所要希望的。
Fasting in front of men to be seen by them made them feel better about themselves.
在人面前去禁食，被人看到，令到他们自己觉得他们自己是比别人好。
But Jesus' disciples, you and I who follow Christ, are different.
但是我们是跟随主耶稣的人是应该不同的。
Look at verses 17 and 18.
我们看17-18节。
But when you fast,put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to men when you're fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
你禁食的時候要梳頭洗臉，不要叫人看出你禁食來，只叫你暗中的父看見，你父在暗中察看，必然報答你。
When I first read this, the question that popped in my head was, what's the deal with pouring oil on your head?
當我第一次看到這句經節的時候，我想想為什麼要用油放在你自己的臉上面。
For sure, when I was a 7th grade boy, pouring oil on my head was the last thing that I ever needed.
當我在第7年班的時候，將油放在你自己的頭上面是一件絕對不會做的事情。
Okay, so pouring oil on your head, one commentator writes, was used to look and feel one's best.
有一個解經的書講話，將油放在你自己頭上面，就是令到你自己做到是最好看。
It was used on the head, but it was also rubbed into the skin.
是放在頭上面，也都是在皮膚上面擦。
This was done to lubricate the skin, which could become dry and cracked in the arid climate.
這個是潤滑一些皮膚，因為在中東的天氣裡面，皮膚是很乾的。
Pouring oil on the head was also a symbol of joy and celebration from the Old Testament.
將油放在頭上面，都是當時一些喜樂或者一些慶祝 的方式。
So instead of messing up their faces, Jesus tells his disciples to take care of themselves, to wash their face and pour oil on their head.
所以主耶穌叫這些門徒是去用這些叫他們洗臉，是清潔他們自己，叫他們可以做得很好看。
The reason for this is so that no one knows any different whether you're fasting or not.
主要原因就是叫人看不出他們是有沒有禁食。
The whole point is to fast in secret, out of man's sight.
所以最重要的一点就是说，我们禁食的时候，我们 是要秘密地去做，等别人看不到我们是禁食。
But this leads us to a different question. If fasting is supposed to be in secret, then is it okay for us to let others know when we're fasting?
但是这个也是讲出另外一个问题，就是如果禁食是需要暗中进行的，那究竟我们是要不要给人知道我们禁食呢？
To be sure, we're not fasting to show off, but what if somebody finds out?
我们知道我们禁食不是 去一个表演，但是如果被其他人找出我们禁食的呢？
Does God sit up in heaven and say, oh, someone found out, and so this fasting doesn't count?
或者神会不会说在天上面看到，哦，你禁食的时候被其他人看到，那这个禁食就 不算数的了？
You guys know the answer is obviously no.
大家都知道那个答案就是当然不是啦。
Practically speaking, it would be really difficult to skip two or three meals, especially when the family sits down together and eat.
我们实际上面就说，即是我们一家人一起吃饭的时候，我们绝对不会说有两三餐不吃，人家都不知道的。
Your friends, or your spouse, or your kids will notice that you're not eating with them.
你的配偶、你的仔女、你的朋友，他们是会知道你有几餐饭没吃的。
Jesus is not so much concerned about if people find out as he is concerned about the motivation.
主耶稣他不是介意说会不会被人找得出，他主要的是讲到究竟我们禁食的原动力是在哪里。
If you tell someone you're fasting so that they'll admire you and think that you're really spiritual, then you're acting just like the hypocrite.
如果你禁食是因为是要人羡慕你，你觉得你是一个很熟灵的人，那你就好像当时的法利赛人那样。
But it is okay if someone discovers that you're fasting, as long as you're not publicizing it or making a show of it as the Pharisees did.
如果你禁食的时候被人知道你是禁食，这个当然是没问题，主要是你的原动力不是要叫人去羡慕你的禁食。
Instead, Jesus tells the disciples that when they fast,they should do it in such a way that it will only be obvious to their Father in heaven.
这里讲到耶稣基督的时候，他禁食主要 是因为我们的父天父的缘故。
When we fast, Jesus says, we should fast for our Father.
耶稣说我们禁食的时候，我们禁食是因为我们天上的父。
This is the whole point of fasting. We are to fast for our Father.
这个是禁食最重要的原因，就是我们禁食是为了我们天父的缘故。
There are a number of reasons why we are to fast for our Father.
因为我们天父禁食是有几个原因的。
When we fast, we realize that there is nothing we can do to earn God's favor or to make God owe us anything.
当我们禁食的时候，我们要知道神是不会因为禁食是会为我们欠债，或者是因为我们禁食会神会觉得我们 是 比别人好。
What makes Christian disciples different from others is not what they do as in fasting, but in whose they are as they belong to their Father.
什么叫基督徒是同其他人是不同，是不是因为我们是可以做到什么事，是因为我们是谁。
So when we fast, we do it out of gratitude for our Father who already has provided everything that's necessary for this life and the next.
所以我们禁食的时候，我们禁食是因为神已将我们一切所需要的都已经赐了给我们，我们禁食是一个对他的感谢的表现。
As we fast, we rely on Him as the unseen seer.
当我们禁食的时候，我们是将我们的依靠摆在他身上面，作为一个看不到 的观察者。
Verse 18 points out, your father is unseen, but your father also sees what is done in secret.
在十八节那里是讲出这个话，他暗中的父看到。他说你父在暗中察看，必然报答你。
And as our Father in heaven, He cares for us more than we can imagine.
我们天上的父他是很关怀我们，关怀到我们是绝对不可以想象的。
When we fast for our Father, It also reminds us that we are dependent on our Father for everything, including our daily bread, which we pray in the Lord's Prayer.
当我们禁食的时候，我们就可以重新想到我们是每一件事情都是依靠我们的父神，他是将一切的事都供应给我们，就好像我们在主祷文里面所祷告的。
And when we fast for our Father, we bring glory to God.
当我们为我们的天父禁食的时候，我们就将荣耀 带给他。
This happens as we grow more in our understanding of who He is and what He has done for His children who fast for Him alone.
这些事情的发生就是因为我们是 更多明白究竟我们天父是谁，究竟他是为了我们做了什么，或者我们禁食主要的原因就是为了他这位独一的神。
This means that true fasting is God-centered.
这个讲到说真正的禁食一定是以神为中心的。
It doesn't focus on us or even how we're better than others or how others are worse than us.
这个绝对不是因为将这个注意力放在我们自己的身上，或者我们是怎样是好过或者差过其他的人。
All true fasting must be for our Father in heaven.
真正的禁食一定是为了我们的天上的父。
Now some of you are thinking, but Nathan, what about the rewards? It says that in verse 18, he'll reward you.
或者有人跟我说 Nathan, 那究竟这个讲到的报答是什么呢？那在18节里讲到，很清楚讲到说这个是 有报答的。
When we do something for God like fasting, we often think of what we'll get in return.
当我们为了我们的天父禁食的时候，我们就很多时候会想到究竟我们有什么的奖赏。
We ask the question basically, is fasting worth it?
我们问自己的问题就是说究竟禁食是值不值得的呢？
And it's true that Jesus says our Father will reward us.
这个没错，这个讲到说，耶稣讲到说，我们的天父要必然报答你。
But did you notice that Jesus doesn't say anything specific about the reward?
但你有没有看到说，耶稣没有讲到究竟这个报答是有什么的很实际的事情？
Nor does he talk about it as a wage, as in you fast for me and I'll give you rewards. It's a reward.
这个没有讲到说你这样做的话，我一定会这样报答你。
The truth is that God doesn't owe you anything when you fast.
实际上就是说神不是因为你禁食而是欠你什么。
You don't earn some special favor with God, nor does it get you a ticket to get past the pearly gates.
你不是因为禁食，你是在神面前得到什么恩待，或者有什么特别的奖赏。
Instead, as a good father, he will give you a good reward.
但是他因为是一个好的父亲，他一定会将一些好的事情给你。
And friends, brothers and sisters here, the greatest reward we can get is to get God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹朋友，我们真正的奖赏就是神他自己。
To have a fuller and richer and deeper understanding of who He is and what our Father in Heaven has done for us is the best thing we can get.
最大的奖赏其实就是我们能够是更加清楚明白，更加深刻的认识这位在天上边的父，就更加能够明白他为了我们做了什么，这个是真正最大的奖赏。
So, check your motivation.
我们看看我们究竟禁食的原动力在哪里。
Why are you engaged in spiritual disciplines?
为什么你在属灵上面的操练你愿意去做？
Why do you give? Or why do you pray? Why do you fast?
你为什么去奉献？你为什么要祷告？或者你为什么要禁食？
What are you trying to get out of it?
你在做这些事情上面，你是想得到什么？
The Pharisees and pagans tried to earn self-righteousness or God's favor or somehow make God indebted to them.
这些法利赛人或者一些外邦人，他们希望能够做到一些的能够觉得自己是一些公义的，或者是得到神的赏赐，或者觉得他这样做神会欠了他们的。
But that misses the entire point.
但是这样做的话，你就是已经是看不到真正的原因在哪里。
Imagine a family reunited after a few days, where the father has come back home from a business trip.
我哋想象一个家庭佢能够重逢，或者佢爸爸系经过几日嘅出差之后佢翻嚟。
When he bows down to greet his children, they instead of running to him with open arms, run to him with open mouth.
当佢翻嚟嘅时候，佢嘅仔女嚟到佢嘅面前嘅时候，佢唔系张开佢哋嘅手去迎接呢个父亲，而系张开佢哋嘅口。
They shout, "What did you bring me? What did you get me? What did you buy for me?"
佢好大声咁讲话：你出差之后同买咗啲咩俾我？带咗啲乜嘢翻嚟俾我
？These kids miss the whole point.
呢啲嘅仔女就睇唔到真正嘅重要重点喺边度。
Their father has come home.
佢哋嘅爸爸已经出差翻咗嚟屋企。
But this is often how we act in our prayer or other spiritual disciplines.
呢个就系我哋好通常我哋喺属灵嘅操练上面我哋同样犯咗一个同样嘅错误。
We think about what we can get from God rather than realizing that having our Father, the unseen seer, is the greatest gift that we can have.
我哋通常系谂到我哋可以从神上面我哋攞到啲乜嘢，我哋睇唔到呢位我哋已经有咗呢位暗中嘅父，其实呢件事情已经系最大嘅赏赐。
In this season of Lent, let's take time to remember why we fast.
在这个四旬斋节里面的时候，我们或者我们能够思想一下，究竟我们为什么要禁食？
We give up food to bring glory to God.
我们禁食是因为我们要将荣耀带给我们的神。
We fast to get more of God and to give more of ourselves to God.
我们禁食是因为我们需要能够更多的得到这位神。我能够将我自己更多咁奉献俾呢位神。
Knowing this, let me leave you with a poem.
或者我可以喺呢个时候，我将一首诗系奉献俾大家。
This was written by A.B. Simpson.
呢首诗系由 A.B. Simpson 所作嘅。
Once it was the blessing, now it is the Lord.
前所要的是祝福，今所要的是主。
Once it was the feeling.Now it is His word.
前所凭是感觉，今靠主言语。
Once His gift I wanted, now the giver own.
前所要是恩赐，今要赐恩主。
Once I sought for healing, now Himself alone.
前我寻求医治，今要主自己。
Once 'twas painful trying, now 'tis perfect trust.
前用己力苦试，今完全信靠。
Once was a half salvation, now the uttermost.
前要一半救恩，今要全得救。
Once 'twas ceaseless holding, now He holds me fast.
前常用手拉主，今主手牵我。
Once 'twas constant drifting, now my anchor's cast.
前常漂流无定，今锚已抛妥。
Once 'twas busy planning, now 'tis trustful prayer.
前我忙于计划，今专心祈求。
Once 'twas anxious caring, now He has the care.
前我非常挂虑，今有主眷佑。
Once 'twas what I wanted, now what Jesus says.
前我随己所欲，今听主训语。
Once 'twas constant asking, now 'tis ceaseless praise.
前我不住求问，今常赞美主。
Once it was my working, hence it His shall be.
前是我自己作工，今靠主工作。
Once I tried to use him, now he uses me.
前我欲利用主，今让主用我。
Once the power I wanted, now the mighty one.
前我寻求能力，今要全能主。
Once for self I labored, now for him alone.
前为自己劳碌，今为主而活。
Once I hoped in Jesus, now I know he's mine.
前我属盼望属主，今知主属我。
Once my lamps were dying, now they brightly shine.
前我灯将熄灭，今照耀辉煌。
Once for death I waited, now his coming hail.
前我等待死亡，今后主再来。
And my hopes are anchored safe within the veil.
前我一切的盼望，安妥主万内。
All in all forever, Jesus will I sing.
永远高举耶稣。赞美主不歇。
Everything in our Father. and our Father everything.
一切在耶稣里，为他是我一切。
Amen.
Amen.